Hi, welcome to this week's Shahira's Chatcast. I'm your host, Megan Harvey. This week, we are chatting with 17-year-old Shahira Christina Lee. Christina is the organizer of Hello World, a computer science day camp for middle school girls. She is also on the first robotics team, number 217, the Thunder Chickens, where she is the team's head programmer and lead pit programmer. She is a STEM outreach organizer. She spent the summer as a researcher at the Research Science Institute at MIT. She is about to begin her senior year in high school, and we are so happy to have her with us today.
Welcome to the Shahira's Podcast. We want to empower young girls of all backgrounds to dream big, explore their interests, and passionately pursue non-traditional careers. On the Shahira's Podcast, we hope to help girls imagine their own potential by sharing the stories of exceptional, successful women role models across all fields, like Sally Ride. We believe if you can't see it, you can't be it. Welcome to the Shahira's Podcast.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be on with me today. I really, really appreciate it. We'll go ahead and get started. You've done a lot already. You're 17, correct?
Yeah.
So you've already done a lot in your 17 years. So we'll just kind of, let's get started from the beginning. I just kind of wanted to know a little bit about your childhood when you were younger and kind of what led you into learning to code and computers and everything.
All right. So I'm actually a triplet. I have two brothers, Jason and Kevin. And when we were little, we were usually really bored during the summer. So we'd go to the library and just get a bunch of random books. And I think it was before third grade, we got a book called, I think, like HTML for Dummies. HTML is a hypertext markup language, which is basically what all websites are written in. And we started that. We started going through the book, and it was just, you know, really basic stuff about how to build a website. And, like, my first website wasn't really that good. It was, like, really, like, neon colors, like, Comic Sans font, a bunch of images that would load really, really slowly. And I didn't have any CSS or any of the design components involved, but that was my first coding project, and I really fell in love with how, like, a couple lines of code can become this like real thing, like a website or whatever I'm creating. And then in my freshman year of high school, I attend the Utica Center for Math, Science, and Technology. And in my freshman year of high school, we are required to take a programming class, and that's where we learned C++. And I really, really enjoyed it so much that I actually decided to pursue robotics. In my sophomore year of high school. And that really changed my life. I'm on first robotics team 217. And basically every single year there's a competition with a certain task. In my sophomore year, the task for the robot is to basically launch giant what looks like exercise balls through goals in the air. And then last year's task was building towers out of recycling bins. So it's a really unique challenge every single year, and we design a robot around that. And then I just gravitated toward the programming department where, I basically programmed the robot to do exactly what I wanted to do.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
In my sophomore year, I had an amazing mentor, Aaron Wilcock, who's still my friend today. And he really taught me, a lot about programming, about computer science in general. And that made me really decide to pursue it. And then between my, sophomore and junior year of high school, I attended the Stanford Summer College program on a scholarship from the Joyce Ivey Foundation. And I took two classes there, CS106A, which is Programming Methodologies, and C101S, which is Problem Solving with MATLAB, which is basically like Microsoft Excel on steroids is how I like to describe it. It's like a really, really powerful mathematical language. And I had a lot of fun at Stanford and Silicon Valley, and I got to visit a lot of the tech companies nearby, like Google and Facebook and all that. And it was just really fun, like, going to, like, being around people that are interested in the same things as I am. I even went to a hackathon, which is basically a programming marathon where you create something in 24 hours or more. And there I met up with some friends of mine, and we created this web app that can translate sign language into text. using a myo armband, which can detect muscle movement with your arm. We placed first in that hackathon, and it was really a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun learning, like seeing what exactly I can do with computer science, not just with robotics or with like normal C++, but with, wearable technology as well. And then just this summer, I was at the Research Science Institute at MIT for 6 weeks, and I did a robotics research with specifically the AR drone 2.0. I had never really I've never had any experience with unmanned aerial vehicles or drones before, and this was a new field for me. But it was a lot of fun because I got to reach out to different departments of MIT and learn different things. Basically, what I did with my project is that I used probabilistic programming and machine learning to find the path of the robot based on its sensor data. This is a problem in robotics called SLAM, simultaneous localization and mapping, where based on the sensor data, you get the path of the robot, where exactly it traveled, as well as where the obstacles or surroundings look like. So that's basically what I did for 6 weeks, and then I'm back home now.
Wow, that is amazing. So one of my questions, since at Shihiro's, one of the things we look at is girls in fields that are not, especially in science fields, that are not, that there are not a lot of girls in. So my first question to you is kind of going back to the robotics team. Are you the only girl on your team? Are there other girls? Have you found, and in the few years you've been involved in robotics, have you seen more, like the number of girls increase?
Last year, in my sophomore year, I was the only girl in my programming department. And last year, one of the girls dropped off to switch to PR. People's relations. So I was, again, the only girl in the programming department. And I don't know. It's weird sometimes, like, being in such a minority. But on the robotics team, there's, I think it's hovering around 20 or 30% girls, which isn't, it's a little bit better than the national average of, I think, like, 20% in engineering fields. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's a little different. And we've been, I specifically have been trying to get the team to have like a part of the robot where the girls can be, because right now there's a couple of male students that are really, really strong in build, which can sometimes like be bad for the rookies or the beginning students, especially the girls who are trying to get involved. So I've been trying to push for like a section of, or a portion of the robot that the girls can build themselves. With the entire first competition in general, there's been a lot of push for having more girls in robotics, which is really good. Like, I've definitely been seeing the number of girls increase, and there's initiatives like, First Ladies and, like NC Witch, which is the National Center of Women in Information Technology that I'm a huge part of, that have been trying to get more girls into this field. So, I mean, I'm definitely seeing, like, I don't know, a lot of being taken to increase the number.
Well, that kind of brings me right into my next question, which kind of leads into how I came across your name and wanted to reach out to you. Was you were part of, or you were behind creating Hello World. So yeah. Where you took the initiative to actually start training girls to code yourself. So tell us a little bit about how that came about and what inspired you to kind of get involved with that.
So Hello Worlds is a computer science day camp for middle school girls. And this was a five day camp where I taught the girls robotics with Finch Robots, game design with Scratch, app development with MIT App Inventor, and then, of course, my favorite website design with HTML and CSS, because that's how I began. So every single day we would begin with a lesson. So the first day we taught game design, and by we I mean myself and Aaron, the mentor I had talked about before, and then a bunch of volunteers that wanted to help out. First day we taught Scratch and game design, and then in the afternoon after we ate lunch, we would have a career development session, kind of, where a female professional in industry would talk about their experiences. The first day it was Google. And then after the career talk, we would then go on to website. We would go on to building the girls' website. I think the first day we began with HTML. Second day we taught app development with MIT App Inventor. We had someone from Microsoft talk to us, and then a more HTML and CSS. And then third day we did robotics with Finch Robots. We had a bunch of women from the Michigan Council of Women in Technology come talk to us, as well as more HTML and CSS. And then on Thursday was the final day of learning, I guess. They wrapped up their project, whatever they are choosing to display. We had a bunch of women from Ford Motors, engineers and computer scientists talk to us about what their career is like. And then for Thursday afternoon, we had a showcase where they every girl showcased what they've been working on all week. Some people chose to showcase their Flappy Bird game. Some people chose their app that they made. Some people chose their robotics program. Some people chose their websites. And then on the last day, Friday, we all went to Google Ann Arbor and University of Michigan's North Engineering Campus to have a tour around. And I felt like they were really excited about that just because, you know, it's not very often that they get to visit a tech company like Google. So it was really fun for them. And I guess in the future, I would like to try to continue this, definitely continuing it next year in my senior year. And after that, I'm not sure. There was some volunteers last time that seemed interested in carrying it on, and one was a freshman in high school, so even when I'm gone, she would still be around for a couple more years that she can continue with the program. Or I would just have a similar program wherever I decide to go to college and take spring break off or whatever, even come back during spring break to teach the program. I'm not sure yet. So
it sounds like an amazing program. I know that there's programs somewhat similar kind of sprinkled throughout the nation, but I would love to see something more uniformed for all middle school girls for sure. Mm-hmm. Now, my next question, that kind of brings me to the future. You're about to start your senior year in high school, correct?
Yeah.
So what do you hope to do after your senior year? Have you kind of decided on a college, a direction, a major, or are you still kind of toying with a couple ideas? Because it sounds like you have a lot of options.
I actually just started college applications yesterday. I don't know. I think I'm going to apply to some of the computer science schools like Carnegie Mellon, Stanford, MIT. When I was there at MIT a few weeks ago, I really, really enjoyed the campus. So I don't know. I think I'm going to try to get into that school. And I really like the research component. Two summers ago when I went to Stanford and I toured all the tech companies, I was like, wow, you know, industry seems really cool. But now that I've actually done research with robotics, I don't know, like during my 6 weeks at RSI, most of this, I didn't really know exactly what I was doing. And while it was like really confusing and like really frustrating sometimes, I also liked the feeling of like learning something really new and out of my comfort zone and like keep exploring. And then if something works, then go along with that idea. Or if it doesn't work, then you know that, you know, this is an idea that you should improve upon. So I don't know, like in college, I really want to do some sort of research, hopefully with robotics and computer science and like artificial intelligence and all that. But I'm not sure. I think that even after college, I want to continue on with research, but I don't know.
Well, another question that we always ask our guests is, tell me about a woman in your life, whether it be present day or when you were growing up, that inspired you, maybe specifically through science, but in another way, if that's the first person that comes to mind.
So Miss Jennifer Razzo was my first programming instructor, and she really inspired us to, again, get out of your comfort zone, do what's new, like don't be afraid of like failing. So I guess she would be my computer science role model, because she would always like I remember during the end of freshman year, there was she was starting, MIT App Inventor was just starting to become I guess, like, famous or, like, I guess more popular. And she was playing around with that, and she didn't really know anything too much about app development, or at least the MIT App Inventor software. But she seemed to be really excited about integrating that with the next year's curriculum and learning new things. And then when I was creating Hello World, she was always really, really supportive. Like, you know, spring break is also a break for her, but she came in almost every single day and helped whenever the girls had any questions or offered me any advice about how exactly to contact the school administration and, you know, how to get the girls excited about whatever they're doing. And, like, even with the team bonding exercises, she led many of those just because she's been a teacher for so long that she, like, she knew what she was doing with, I guess, like, the social, like, fun part of the day. So she would be, like, one of my role models. And then another one of my role models, I guess, would be my mom, just because she's always worked hard, and she'd always, even when we were little, encourage us to, you know, work hard and, like, not give up, even when things got rough. For last year in robotics, there were some people that weren't, that were a little bit against the idea of having, like, a girls-only camp, and it was very controversial in my team to have something that was only girls-only. Just because the team was very male-dominated. So she supported me throughout all that and told me to, you know, like, if I think that this is that what I'm doing is right, that I should just keep going with it and not give up just because some people say otherwise. So,
yeah. Oh, that's fabulous. So my next question is, again, a question I ask all our guests. What would you say is your superpower?
I guess it would be, I don't know. I guess it would kind of be my enthusiasm for some things. Like with robotics, like, I've only joined it 2 years ago, but I'm really, really into it now. Like, during the build season, which is the 6 weeks after we first find out about the new game, like last year I would spend almost every single hour outside of school, in robotics. Like, I would spend, I don't know, 20 or 30 hours per week, even more, near the end of the build season when we're really trying to get this robot completed and programmed and everything. I think, like, the last 3 days, it was during our midwinter break, so we didn't have school. So I would get at the place where we work. We work in a Ford plant, the second story of a Ford plant, so we have a lot of space. But I would get there at, like, 9 a.m. and leave 1 a.m. in the morning just trying to get this thing done. So, I don't know, I guess, like, my enthusiasm and, like, my determination for whatever I'm doing would be my superpower. I don't know.
No, I think those are great examples, because with both of those things, you can pretty much accomplish anything. My last question would be, what advice would you give to girls younger than you that are looking to pursue their dream or their passion?
Don't give up, which is really cliche, but, like, for the most part, you can do anything your mind, anything you set your mind to, and there's support everywhere. Like, the National Center for Women in Information Technology was so, so, so supportive, and so helpful when I was putting together my camp, and there's resources out there online, like, anywhere. Like, these days, you can learn anything you want online, so whatever, like, you want to learn, like, the internet, like, you know, online courses like EDX or whatever, like, they're all there. They're all out there waiting for you to learn about it. So don't let anything, like, don't let other people, don't let, you know, what you think might be impossible really isn't until you try it. So I guess that would be my advice, to not give up and just keep going for whatever you want to.
That's perfect. I want to thank you once again for taking the time to be on with me today. And I wish you all the best of luck with your college applications and your senior year. I hope you enjoy it and have a lot of fun. And I hope that we can talk with you again in the future and see what you're up to and what you're doing next.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Shahira's Podcast. Please join us again, and don't forget to visit us on the web at www.shahiros.org. See you next time.